Day 196, or July 15. Jesus came for Jew and Gentile. Our thoughts today are rooted in Isaiah 9:2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. At the same time as the Assyrian hordes are threatening to totally wipe away God's people as they sweep in from the north, Isaiah talks about a people who are walking in darkness, seeing a great light. Of course, his listeners would always have assumed God was coming to save his backsliding people, the Jews. But Isaiah is talking about those unclean people who the Jews often referred to as dogs. He meant the Gentiles of Galilee. By the time Jesus came and lived in Galilee, it was relatively secular and cut off from Judah by a nation of mixed-race people called the Samaritans. Gentile Romans, who were the occupying force, dominated the whole land. All the good religious Jews lived further south in Judah and worshipped in the temple there. And now today's action step. Long before Saul of Tarsus saw the light on the road to Damascus, Isaiah had prophesied that many people, including Gentiles, would see the light because Messiah would come and bathe the whole world in his glorious light. I love watching some of the medical dramas on TV, but always ask my wife to make sure I never go into any of those hospitals because no one ever gets out alive. When they need to see better in the operating theatre, they always ask for more light, but sometimes this simply confirms that the case is hopeless and the patient will die. However, when God's light shines into our lives, it is not to condemn us, but to reveal all that needs to be cleansed and renewed with the Holy Spirit's help. Don't ever be afraid to open yourself up to God's brilliant light, because that's the first step to being made whole. His light never uncovers a hopeless case. It often recovers and heals a case that previously had no hope.